Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of the Lord. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And does hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Thank you very much. Well done. Well read. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, Leo, thank you for reading that so well to us. Sometimes I think when we had a reading read so beautifully, we don't really need a talk afterwards because he read it so clearly. So thank you, Leo, very much. Okay, so earlier on, we looked at what, or thought a little bit about what it looks like to suffer for being a Christian. And I should think for the Perrones just standing here, feeling everybody against them, that was probably a pretty horrible thing. And that's just a little taste, a little taste sometimes of what it means to suffer for being a Christian. And in our reading today, the Apostle Paul writes as if suffering is a good thing. A good thing? Really? He goes so far to say that we glory in our sufferings. How can that be? So we're going to try and understand what he's saying. Suffering here is about others turning against us for following Jesus. And that's what we're going to sort of focus on today. Although when Paul talks about suffering, he does also talk about suffering through ill health, through bereavement, through divorce, through illness, through all these sorts of things. But today, we're just going to concentrate on that this one aspect of suffering. Suffering for standing for Christ, wherever we are, whether we're at school, whether at work, at home, wherever it is. Okay, and to start with, I'm just going to ask somebody here, let me think, Austin, would you mind coming to help me with this? Is that okay? And Austin is going to put on a coat of suffering. Okay, whoops, that's come off. I need that. I'm going to need that in a minute. Okay, we're going to, can you face the congregation? Turn around and face the other way. Okay, can that go over your head, Austin? Will that go over? Just, perfect. Oh, squish it over there, and I need that on the back. Okay, is that all right? Okay, well done, Austin. That's great, great. So he is wearing the, like a coat or the armour of suffering over his body. Okay, now Paul starts off by saying that when we suffer, suffering produces perseverance. Now, I know that at school, you will be learning a lot about perseverance. What does it mean? Try and leave it like that. Let's try and leave it like that. Okay, what does it mean to persevere? Hector?
Trying your best when things get hard.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, trying your best when things get hard. That's right. Keeping going when things get hard. And that is a difficult thing. It's something that we really need to work at, isn't it? Persevering when things are hard. Okay. And Paul then says that perseverance produces character. Now, I very foolishly forgot to put the character one on him, but I know, knowing Austin, I know that character is an important thing for him. How, as we persevere, our character becomes more like Jesus in our thinking and our actions. So people begin to see more and more that we are followers of Jesus, the way we respond to suffering, the way we respond to people not being our friends. the way we respond to people not inviting us to things, the way we respond to not getting the job promotion, the way we respond to people laughing at us because we believe in Jesus. That produces character. Okay, let's take the next one off. And as our Jesus-like character develops, Paul says, we begin to know more hope, and all this happens because we suffer. Now, we're going to come back to what that hope is in a minute. But you might be thinking, sitting there thinking, okay, this all sounds great, Camilla, in theory, but how can we endure this? How can we tolerate this? How can we put up with this? It's all well and good to talk about what suffering produces, but how can I keep going? So we're going to go straight, if you've got your Bibles open in the pews, we're going to go straight back to the beginning of our reading, beginning of Romans chapter 5, and I'm going to turn Austin round this way because he's still wearing the coat of suffering on him, okay? The coat of suffering is my example. That's not straight from Paul. Just so we're clear about that. Okay. The reason that we can keep going is because we know the Lord Jesus Christ. We're reminded in this passage that through Jesus, we have access to God. Because Jesus has died for us, we have access to God. We're reminded, yes, there is. We're reminded that through Jesus, we are, in fact, let's bring that, Felicity, could you come and hold this for me, do you think? Thank you. So we've got the access to God. Through Jesus, we are loved by God. Leo, would you mind coming up and holding this? Come and stand up there. Through Jesus, we are loved by God. And his love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It's that amazing promise. And through Jesus, we will be with God. Through Jesus, we will be with God. Now, let's turn him back. What did it say on the front? Hope. What's the hope that we have? That we will be with God. Isn't that an amazing promise? The hope that we have is that we will be with God. So as we are suffering, as people are giving us a hard time for being followers of Jesus, we have this hope that we will be with God. We know that we have, thank you, we know that we have access to God. We know that we are loved by God. Great, let's just turn you around so we can see the hope. That's brilliant. Trusting in Jesus Christ helps us to glory in our sufferings. Why? Because suffering produces perseverance. Hector, can you come hold this up for me? Great. Perseverance produces, can you remember the one thing that I didn't have up there? Character. Perseverance produces character. And this all comes through our suffering. This all comes through our suffering. And the thing that this comes down to is that the hope that we have is that one day we will be with God. Okay, you can turn around a minute. Do you want to sit down a minute? Knowing how much we are loved, you can sit down. You can sit down a minute. It's okay. Knowing how much we are loved and forgiven by Jesus helps us to stand firm against the children who ignore us at school, who laugh at us for believing in Jesus, who talk about us behind our backs. Jesus has shown his love for us by dying for our sins. Knowing that there will be a time when we go to be with Jesus in heaven helps us to keep following Jesus in this world. Jesus has promised that he will prepare a place in heaven for us. Now, in a moment, we are going to hear about people who are suffering in a way that we don't yet see in this country. People who are persecuted for their faith. Now, that word persecuted is quite a hard word, isn't it? It means people who are thrown into prison, removed from their families, people who have lost their homes, all for being followers of Jesus. So in a minute, we're going to watch a short film clip from an organisation called CSW. Then Mike Buckland is going to come and talk to us about the work of CSW for the persecuted church. Let me just pray before we listen to the film clip. Austin. Austin's discovered something. Maybe, no, it's stuck. There we go. I don't think there is. But if there was something behind here, if there was the hope that we will be with God, what would be behind there that would keep Austin going? Who would be the person behind there that would keep Austin going? Leah. God? And more specifically?
Character.
Yep, we forgot about character. Jesus, well done, Bethan. Jesus, well, Bethan and Dad, well done, well done. Jesus, yeah, it would be Jesus who sustains us, who keeps us going, knowing how much we are loved by him. Let's just pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he is everything to us. Thank you that we are loved by him, and that we have access to you through him. Thank you that there will come a day where we are with him in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.